Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the other week, I got home from work, pulled up in front of my house, and saw my neighbor in their front yard playing with their kids. And I went over just to say hello and ask the usual, how are things? But our relationship goes beyond an evasive answer like, fine, thanks, and you? We usually cut straight to it, the good and the bad, wasting no time on pleasantries. So I asked, how are things? And he said, not great. Okay. He said, I don't really know what my relationship with Christianity is anymore. I figured I had two options. Lean in, lean out. Ask the follow-up question, or pretend to suddenly get an urgent call like from the dentist and scurry away. But I love this neighbor so much, and I'm pretty invested in their well-being. So I leaned in. I leaned in with a gentle, tell me more. A phrase that I have learned from author Kelly Corrigan. Tell me more. So he went on to share. He's so overwhelmed with life. The constant grind. Paying the bills, raising the kids, keeping food on the table, balancing a really hard job with a chaotic personal life. And then when he tried to look outside himself for some sign that things weren't all that bad, what did he see but a world at war? Mistreatment of immigrants and refugees. Continued refusal for people to acknowledge that our society treats others differently based on where they live or how they look. And this deeply unsettling and growing divide in the political sphere. He said, why does it feel like the world is getting worse? And how can I feel about a God that lets that happen? On the one hand, some of you might be thinking, how depressing, life's not that bad. On the other hand, some of you may be thinking, well, how wonderful, I'm not the only one. Whether you are in that place right now or not, I think we've all asked these same questions. I know I have. Most days we might be able to push through and just focus on the here and now, but every once in a while, I'm willing to bet we all reach that point of overwhelm when our own circumstances or just the mere condition of things around us totally overwhelm. And like our neighbor, my neighbor, we are left with that paralyzing question. God, how could you let this happen? Is the world really going to hell in a handbasket, like Grandma always says? Do you even care? With these really big questions and that conversation with my neighbor in the back of my head, I've sort of stumbled around these past 10 days. Beginning to wonder if we are actually a part of some crazy new phase in the world's timeline. Are things finally getting so bad that Jesus is like, okay, I'm coming back? I joked about it with a wise old friend of mine, and she responded, oh, honey, we're not all that special. This isn't anything that hasn't happened before. At first, I was like, you're not hearing my pain or being attentive to my truth. And you're really just making excuses so you don't have to be a part of the work to actually make this world a better place. Why, yes, if that sentence didn't give it away, I am a millennial. But in all seriousness, I did keep thinking about that response. It challenged me in some unexpected way. And then I fell into the gospel passage for today, which has a lot going on. But essentially, I think Jesus is saying to his followers, bad things are going to happen. He goes on to describe what that might look like. Wars, uprising, division, widespread sickness, natural disaster, and hate. Does that sound familiar? And on the one hand, maybe that was unsettling, Jesus sort of listing the exact things that were going to come, like he was predicting them. But it actually felt like a huge comfort to me, and maybe to his followers, to see Jesus acknowledging that, yeah, life has some pretty big, scary, hard things. To hear him naming that reality, and to see that he wasn't surprised. With my friend's comment and Jesus' words, I realized the profound gift of remembering that no, we are not all that special. And no, the things we're facing aren't anything new. God has seen everything under the sun, and there's literally nothing that could shock God. There is such relief in this. Because we can acknowledge that, yes, life is hard. Bad things happen. But while we might be largely unprepared to handle them, God is not. God is a seasoned pro. At the ready, sincere in his understanding of us. Unwavering in his presence with us. God can relate to us and our difficulties with a true solidarity because God actually lived a life as one of us. Right? God came to us as Jesus and took on flesh. And in doing so, God also took on pain and suffering and a human death. God lived a life. And in doing so, God said, I'm experiencing this with you. I understand you. And I will always be here with you. There's this video by Brené Brown, the one and only, that I just love, and sent around to our pastoral care teams recently. Brené is talking about the difference between sympathy and empathy. At one point, she says, empathy is when someone's kind of in a deep hole. And they shout out from the bottom, I'm stuck. It's dark. I'm overwhelmed. And we look and we say, hey, I'll come down. I know what it's like down there. And you're not alone. Whereas sympathy, on the other hand, is like peering over the edge of the hole and looking down and saying, oh, that's bad. Yeah, nope, not doing it. You want a sandwich? What a helpful way of orienting how we approach others who are in those hard times. As I spoke with my neighbor, I tried to channel Brené and remember to climb down in that hole. And not just peer from the outside with an unhelpful or distant comment. And the more I thought about Brené's video and her genius perspective on how we can orient ourselves this way, the more I realized that, maybe that's not all unlike how God orients God's self to us. Instead of peering at us from above, thinking, oh, that's bad, I'm out. God climbed down to us, breaching that distance between us by becoming a vulnerable human like us, with us. So when we are faced with tragedies, we reach the point of overwhelm, and we question if God even cares. We can rest assured that God is with us. That is the true mystery and beauty of the incarnation. And maybe it's not only about how God is oriented towards us, but maybe it can also serve as a model of how we orient towards one another. Leaning in, not leaning out. Climbing down into that hole and not simply peering from above. Now, is there more going on here than just God being with us in hard times? Yeah, absolutely. Don't hear me wrong and think I'm saying God's involvement in our lives is limited to just that of a good friend. We're turning the corner towards Advent, and we'll get to cover a lot more about all of the implications of God coming to us as that baby boy. But for today, right now, maybe it's enough to simply rest in this radical reality that God understands us, fully loves us, and promises that we never have to go at it alone. Amen.